The Nerd in Me podcast presents The Week in Geek with your anchors, Alan and Jonathan, with the 5-day forecast, The Weather Wizard, and Casey Jones on sports.
Good evening, this is Alan, and welcome to The Week in Geek. Jonathan, what's our top story?
Good evening, Alan. Our top story today is Corey Feldman says he was stabbed last night. He tweeted out from a hospital bed saying that he was attacked by three men to distract his bodyguard, which let's reflect on the fact that Corey Feldman has bodyguards.
Yeah.
And another guy opened his door and made stabbing motions toward him. Let me finish.
Okay.
He doesn't have any lacerations, but he does have bruises on the side. And the police, the LAPD are investigating.
That's terrible.
It is. Anybody be attacked. And Corey Feldman racked up his geek cred very early in his career with films like Gremlins, Goonies, Lost Boys. And he was also the voice of Donatello in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
He was in Gremlins?
Yeah. Huh? He's the main guy's, kid friend.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember. It's been a while. Well, that's terrible. But let me ask you a question. If someone's doing stabbing motions towards you and you're not punctured, are you still stabbed?
I don't know. Does it say you have to be... You have to have lacerations to be considered stabbed?
True. Maybe he was stabbed with a spoon.
Why a spoon, cousin?
I'm going to cut your heart out with a spoon!
Then it begins.
Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
Because it'll hurt more, you idiot.
That was good. Yeah. Oh, but that's terrible. But Corey Feldman, he's been one of those guys that has been pretty outspoken with allegations of, abuse of child actors in Hollywood. And he's been very outspoken about that. And this is not new news. I mean, I've heard and read articles about him saying that he's been, threatened. His life's been threatened and stuff. So, I mean, this is, and not to downplay what happened to him, but I mean, it's obviously terrible, but it seems like someone's trying to eliminate him or at least scare him out of something.
Well, we don't know what happened. I mean, he's got this weird thing with girls that live with him. They could be like ex-boyfriends or something. But you make a good point. Corey Feldman is probably one of the only, or at least highest profile, Hollywood people that has come out and said, no, Hollywood is filled with pedophiles. I was sexually abused coming up, and Corey Haim, his buddy there, he was sexually abused, and no one listens to him. And I wonder if that's because he does have eccentricities, wanting to be Michael Jackson and creating bad music and things like that. And I just don't, it's not fair if that's the reason why he's not being listened to. And you have to think that all the stuff that went on recently with, allegations that the women in Hollywood have been making.
Right.
If someone needs to take a closer look at Corey Feldman's claims and say, hey, if these women aren't lying, why should we think that Corey Feldman or any other child actor that has said something is going on is lying?
Absolutely.
Hollywood does not sound like a nice place.
it's downright creepy. I mean, you think about the power that they hold over people's heads, do this, do that, or else you're not in movies. Well, then what's your career then,
But could you imagine if this was found out to be related to his speaking out about the pedophilia, if there was some sort of connection with some producer or studio or something, and they ordered this quasi hit on him? I mean, that'd be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we're just speculating about this. At this
right.
Point.
Yeah. But terrible.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the the basis of the facts of all the articles I've written on came from Corey Feldman's Twitter account. And they're all saying Corey Feldman says he was stabbed, says he was attacked.
Right.
And the police are just police are saying they're just investigating
his claims.
I forgot what verbiage they use. Like, okay. His claims, right.
Right.
So, yep, yeah. But no lacerations. He's got bruising. So, yeah.
Crazy.
Because it would hurt.
Because it hurts more.
Cousin, why a spoon? Okay.
Why not a fork or a knife? Not a fork. Nobody says why not a fork or a knife. I tell you, those are two of the best bad guys. First of all, you had Hans Gruber in Merry Old England. Right. And then you had, I can't remember his name, but he played the bad guy in The Crow. And he was good. He was the bad guy in The Crow.
I don't like his voice, though. He needs to gargle with something. Sounds like he's been gargling with Brillo.
Yeah, we took a tangent, but we're talking about Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner classic.
Yeah.
You loved that movie back then.
I did. Well, the soundtrack's amazing. Brian Adams. Good stuff. Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
All right. Let's get back. Yeah. All right. So, Corey Feldman, we hope you find out what happens. And, man, I really hope you're not lying and making this up for some stupid reason. That's the only thing I hope. I hope Corey Feldman isn't doing it for publicity or some nonsense.
Okay,
like
I gotcha.
That.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I choose to believe you, Corey, and I hope they catch him and everything works out for you.
Yeah. Godspeed, brother.
Fuck, man. Like I said, Gremlins, Goonies, Lost Boys, can't beat it.
Edgar and Alan Frog.
That's some pretty good geek cred right there.
I know, yeah. Lost Boys, that's a great movie, yeah.
It really is a good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, what's next? All right, next top story. Oh, boy. I don't know if this is good. Well, it's probably not good news. But remember a couple of weeks ago that it was announced that Fox is going to release 3 X-Men movies next year, and we were trying to figure out what they could be?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Considering they were released in 3 this year, Deadpool, X-Men Dark Phoenix, and New Mutants.
Correct.
Well, I think we figured out what 2 of those movies are going to be next year.
Right.
Yes, Alan, Fox has pushed back the release dates of New Mutants and X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix was supposed to be released this year, November 2, 2018, and is now opening Valentine's Day the following year of 2019. But you know what? Even though it's pushed back, I'm always in favor of a movie being pushed back as long as they're improving it versus, rushing something. You know, like we talked about, like the Han Solo movie, where there's speculation that maybe it's not as good as it's supposed to be. Then push the movie. Push the movie 2 months to fix it, you know, rather than just shoehorning it into the theaters and just, you know, crossing your fingers and hopefully just by word recognition it's going to do well, you know. So, yeah, not good. And New Mutants as well, correct?
Right. I think there's more to worry about with New Mutants. New Mutants, I think they're a little bit more worried about because apparently they're reshooting over 50% of the movie to add a new character.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, the funny thing is there was a trailer released a month or two ago, a New Mutants trailer. And you know how Marvel kind of, like how Winter Soldier was kind of like a espionage spy thing. And,
yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy was kind of like a Flash Gordon thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It seemed like New Mutants was going to be like a mutant horror story, the way the trailer looked. Okay. So I wonder if they're moving away from that and just making it more of a superhero film. But they are adding a new character, which, you know. I don't know. I'd be worried because this is the second time it was pushed back. It was supposed to come out April 13th this year. And they moved it to later this year. And now they're moving it to next year.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
August 2, 2019. So,
oh, yeah. Actually, I'm sorry. It was supposed to be out April 13th this year, and then they pushed it to February 22nd of 2019, and they pushed it again August 2nd.
Right.
So that doesn't sound too good.
Yeah. Again, if they're doing things to make the movie better, whatever. I mean, come on. Are you really looking forward to the New Mutants? I mean, you know. I mean, yeah, it's cool, but I'm not really worried about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going to go see it.
Yeah.
less so if it was a horror, because, you know, I don't really do horror movies. I would probably go see it. But if they're changing that, changing the entire genre of the movie, then, and making it more superheroic, then maybe I'll go see it. I mean, there's so many more movies coming out next year that I'm excited to see. And Dark Phoenix could be good. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
X-Men has the habit of...
With Dark Phoenix, the previous movie was Apocalypse, right?
Apocalypse.
Are you happy with that cast that they got going of X-Men?
I like their Cyclops. I think their Jean Grey, I watch on Game of Thrones, and she's really good. I don't know that she had a lot to do in Apocalypse. But, of course, you have, what's her name? You have Mystique, Jennifer Lawrence, who's good. And I like the Professor X and Magneto. I like Fassbender and McAvoy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like those guys. Everyone else is kind of, you know, they're young. I don't really know them from anything else.
So. Yeah, you know, Apocalypse didn't do it for me for some reason. I mean, even with Olivia Munn playing Psylocke, which I thought would be big.
I thought Oscar Isaac would have been a better villain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought Oscar Isaac was going to be better. I thought just Apocalypse himself would be better, you know? I mean, it didn't really seem like he kind of, like, matched what, in my mind, from the comic book. It was kind of different.
Yeah, well, he's uber powerful in the comic book. Here, he's just another run-of-the-mill bad guy.
Right, yeah. But, yeah.
All right, so now we know... I was going to say, now we know two of the three movies are released next year, and the third one probably is an X-Force movie.
Yeah.
They're going to introduce it. They're introducing X-Force in Deadpool, too.
Yeah, so that's going to be it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Crazy.
All right, our third story has to do with Chris Evans and his future as Captain America.
Oofa. Yeah, that's right. Chris Evans reported that he said that... after Avengers 4, which is still an untitled film, that is going to be his last time donning the suit of Captain America. And you know, of all the Marvel guys, Chris Evans is probably the one that's probably the most vocal about, you know, continuing the character or staying on with the character and stuff. And, yeah, he just basically said that, you know, I'd rather come off the train than being pushed off the train.
I could do this all day.
And, you know, you don't blame him. I mean, it's tough to play, you know, for all these characters that are quite physical, right? You know, working out and training and all that stuff. I mean, I remember reading something about it's not as easy as it looks, you know, to be very strict with what you do. And it's very time consuming. And he also has his passion of directing movies as well. It's going to be heartbreaking. So, you know, speculation-wise, right, John? Avengers 4, if that's his last movie, well, I mean, the cat's out of the bag, right? Cap's a goner, I would imagine, or to some degree.
That's why it's weird that they'd let him talk like that in interviews now, right before Infinity War comes out. You know, there's already speculation that they're going to kill Tony Stark, they're going to kill Captain America. And so for Chris Evans to be like, yeah, Avengers 4 is my last movie, that kind of wraps up, because it's not, even if they continue Cap with the Falcon or Winter Soldier, they're still kind of killing Cap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just bizarre that they, I don't know, it's just so weird. It's like I see it as a huge spoiler. And I'm just saying, if he's going out, he better go out like a boss, and there better be a funeral scene and all that other stuff.
Right.
Because I understand that Tony Stark RDJ is the driving force behind this universe, but Chris Evans as Cap is the heart, I think.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, at the same time, he could be saying that because, you know, technically that's his contract. His contract is up, you know, after that particular movie. I mean, there's no saying that he could still renegotiate with Marvel by continuing his contract for, you know, here and there performances and stuff, but... as of right now, I mean, you know, I guess this could be leverage too. You know, hey man, I'm Captain America. I'm a huge proponent of this Marvel Universe. Are you going to give me RDJ money to continue Captain America?
Yeah, that's true.
Or not? So who knows? But I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I love Chris Evans. You know, when you talk about like the main core Avengers guys, talk about like nailing you know, the right actress for these roles, because you and I almost scoffed about Chris Evans being that he was the Human Torch. We're like, how can they do that? You know, like that's bizarre.
Right.
And he pulled it off. That Captain America: First Avenger, I really like that movie like a lot. That one to me had like a lot of heart to it for some reason, and I really liked it. I liked the spinoff TV show that they had with Agent Carter. We watched that. You know, my family watched that and stuff. So to see him go to not be part of the Avengers, that's rough, because I know Robert Downey, he's probably like the face of Marvel, but when you look at like the movies as a whole, it's a Captain America movie, you know? I mean, it's clearly his, but I'm gonna be heartbroken. All right,
I'm sorry. I don't want to think about that. I mean, because you're right, he does such a good job of it, and it's just well, I think part of it too is just this overall end of this phase of the Marvel universe. It's going to be all new and all different, I think, after Avengers 4 next year. You know, it leads, you know, we have Avengers 4, we have Spider-Man 2 and Captain Marvel next year,
right?
And I think, you know, we spoke about this off air, but I think Avengers 4 might be titled New Avengers, and it's going to might consist of somebody, one or two of the older ones, but it's probably going to be like the Captain Marvel and Spider-Man team.
Mm.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hope for the best.
All right, Alan.
Yes, sir.
What time it is, Alan?
My man.
It's time to hit it.
Crickets.
Crickets. All
right.
Making it quick.
We're hitting it quick. All right, I'm working on it. All right, there are no immediate plans for a Doctor Strange 2.
What?
Even Benjamin Cumberbuns is wondering why. Is saying there's no immediate need for a Doctor Strange 2.
Huh? I guess, yeah. Well, you know what? When the only reason why they introduced Doctor Strange is only because of the Infinity, you know, War, because he was such a big part of it in the Infinity Gauntlet. So you had to bring Doctor Strange somehow, some way, but. You know, yeah, but Benedict, I want to say Cumberbun now. He's an elite actor. I mean, I'm sure he's got a lot of projects, you know, in his itinerary. And, you know, probably Doctor Strange just doesn't fit in the schedule, I guess.
Well, you know, but doesn't Marvel sign these guys to like 6-picture deals and shit and stuff like that?
I guess they do. I don't recall them mentioning his particular contract, though.
Well, it, technically, we know he's been in 3 because he's been in Doctor Strange. I don't know if they'll count Ragnarok, but maybe his contract can count Ragnarok. And then you got Avengers Infinity War, and that'd be 3. You assume he's in Avengers 4, and that'd be 4.
That's 4, yeah.
So maybe, yeah, give him a couple of other cameos and he's out the door.
Sure.
Yeah. Are you okay with there not being a Doctor Strange sequel if that's what turns out to happen?
I'm okay. Yeah. I like your idea of maybe Doctor Strange showing up in other movies, like how he did in Thor, you know, as a, like a secondary character. But, you know, I never read his books. I mean, I don't recall buying his book. So,
or you know. He becomes a member of the New Avengers.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, how about like an Illuminati group? Remember, he was part of the Illuminati.
You're right.
Yeah, sorry, I had a stroke. Okay. Yeah, maybe something like that, but I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see him again on his own movie, but if they don't, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Gotcha.
All right.
Cricket!
Frank Miller has signed a 5-project deal with DC.
Wow.
Frank Miller, best known for his books such as 300 and Dark Knight Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Really good stuff in the 80s, some good stuff in the 90s, but have you read Frank Miller recently?
I think the last Frank Miller run I read was actually, I think it was Daredevil, I think. No, I haven't read anything of his recently, not at all.
Yeah, he's gotten a little extreme, I guess, with some of his views, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. DC seems to think he can still sell books, so they signed him for five projects. Any particular hero would you like to see him tackle?
301. No, I don't know really. I mean, Frank Miller. When you talk about name recognition, it's pretty big, especially if he's associated with DC Comics. So, you know, name alone, I think it'll do well. Like, let's face it, when Kevin Smith was writing comic books, his name alone garnered a lot of speculation and sold a whole bunch of books. Doesn't mean
they're not good stories.
Yeah, no. They're not good stories, but it was Kevin Smith. So Frank Miller, I can see their angle. I really applaud. I'm applauding DC Comics for still working something with comic books. You know, they're real. Right. They're trying to be innovative. They're trying to bring in big names. They're doing a whole bunch of things for the comic book medium. And, you know, Marvel is, they're not doing that, which is unfortunate.
Because they're making billions of dollars in movies. That's why.
Bother?
DC doesn't have a choice but to focus on the comic
book. That's right. Yeah.
No, but we do know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago in Twig. DC is starting introducing the Black Label imprint, and Frank Miller, I believe, was getting the reins of Superman.
Oh, okay.
Or was going to do some kind of Superman. So he's probably going to do Superman. I'd like to see him do something, I don't know, like esoteric, like with Mr. Miracle or something like that, just to see what he'd do with some of those Kirby characters, you know, just gotcha. To screw them up and make the Ghost of Kirby all mad. Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Frank Miller, I'll take a look at it. I don't know if I'll purchase it, but I'll take a look at it.
Right, exactly. We're his name alone will sell a lot of books, I think.
Right.
I think. Okay.
Quick hit. All right, Jude Law was spotted on the set with Brie Larson of Captain Marvel.
Hey now.
Rumors abound that he will be playing Captain Marvel, the original Kree. I guess he was a soldier, captain, I guess. Uh-huh. He was a Kree captain who had the powers, some superpowers that Miss Marvel, or I'm sorry, that Captain Marvel eventually gets.
He had the quantum bands, didn't he? Was that him?
No, that was Quasar. Was that him?
Oh,
no.
Quasar, right. Yeah, you're right.
So, so that's the rumor that Jude Law will be playing Captain Marvel, and as we know, he doesn't last very long in the Marvel universe.
I hate that name. Marvel. What is that? It's not even trying.
Kree hyphenates everything.
They do. Yeah. They do.
So actually, but for people not familiar with Captain Marvel, his comic book character, he had one of the best kind of going out. He does die in the comics, but he winds up dying of cancer, of all things.
Yeah.
And The Death of Captain Marvel was one of the best graphic novels ever put out there.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Yeah. Okay.
So, Jude Law, yay, nay, who cares?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize he was in the movie until he talked about it before the show.
Oh, well, I didn't know he was in it either.
Yeah, so, okay. Hey, he's a good actor. He's fun.
Yeah, and I'm glad they're working Captain Marvel into it.
Yeah, let's face it, like we just said it before, Marvel does a good job of casting the right people for the right roles, so the confidence is pretty high with this one. Who do you think they casted incorrectly? I have to think about that one.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, you're right about that one. Huh? How
would
you fix it?
Ed Norton.
Okay, that's right. Who would you cast?
And War Machine.
War Machine? Well, what do you mean? Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotcha. Well, he got another TV deal. Is what happened. He started doing.
No, they fired him first.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, he wanted Tony Stark money. He wanted RDJ. He felt that he was as much a success for Iron Man. He was as much the reason for Iron Man's success as RDJ was.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me! Yeah, leave.
Well, he's wrong. Like, all right, see you later, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Well, who would you cast for Hawkeye? Anyone else?
Scotty.
I knew you were gonna. Why would you say that? Come on.
Because you always say it, so I'm taking it away from you.
I said it once in a totally separate podcast, just naming people. Come on. Anybody
I don't know. Who, I don't know. Army Hammer? I don't know.
Army Hammer.
He's tall and blonde. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, and I would take Hawkeye the route as comic books where he's basically just shoulder to shoulder with Captain America about leading a group. You know, that's a Hawkeye that I know. You know,
not a secondary character. I wouldn't even be against them casting Hawkeye as Kate Bishop, who's the female Hawkeye nowadays.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
But yeah, I think they casted Hawkeye wrong.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner was a big name. I mean, still is a big name.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, one of your favorite shows, Badlands,
is coming out. Into the Badlands, Season 3, starts April 22. I'm pretty stoked about that one. You can actually currently catch the shows on Netflix. They have Season 1 and Season 2 in there. And I don't know if I said this on the show or just to you personally, but Into the Badlands, Season 1, I am not going to lie, that is a tough watch. It starts the first couple episodes rather slow. So I don't know what made me keep going, but it really starts to steamroll into something bigger. Season 2 was fantastic. Season 3 was really, really good.
Wait, is this Season 3 coming?
Season 3 is going to be good. There you go. Season 2 is really good. Season 3 coming up is going to be nice. The fight coordination is done by the guys that did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So it does have a really nice cinematic feel to it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Let me ask you this. Can you watch Season 2 without having to sit through Season 1?
Ooh, no.
No? Nah. You have to get that background?
Yeah. You know what? Wiki Season 1. At least Wiki season 1, maybe the first 3 or 4 episodes, and then jump on. Because stylistically, it is a marvel to watch this show. I mean, it's actually a really cool thing just visually. It's visually stunning. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it plays off like has a really like a movie feel to it, and the action sequences are great. And you know, it's like, you know, for example, The Walking Dead. What is really, I mean, if you really gonna boil down The Walking Dead to its basics, it's a soap opera, right? It's just a soap opera with a background of zombies. And Into the Badlands, again, it's a soap opera with a background of like martial arts in South America. I mean, not South America, Southern America, I should say. You know, but it's fun. I like it. I think if you're into geek stuff, give this one a chance, especially if you're into like martial arts and everything. This is just loaded with it.
And it's on AMC, and it's starting when?
April 22, 22.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
All right. Quick it.
Karate
Kid will be back in theaters for one night, April 25th.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, Karate Kid. Followed by the premiere. So after the movie, you'll get to watch the first 2 episodes of Cobra Kai YouTube Red series.
Sweep the leg. Yeah.
Finish him.
Are you looking forward to this one?
Bag. Yeah. Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
It looks interesting. What we were talking about before, it looks like Daniel is the jerk in it. You know, because if you watch the trailer, Johnny's kind of a, you know, he grew up to be kind of a loser. Johnny's a car dealer. So right there, that tells you something.
Right.
Danny grows up to be a car dealer, own a car dealership. Johnny looks like he's like his first class of Cobra Kai trainees are all like the lovable losers. Like he's trying to talk them into standing up to bullies and stuff like that.
Right.
Which is a good message. And there's a scene where he actually beats up teenagers, and Johnny says something to him about. I mean, Danny says something to him about that, but he forgets that Mr. Miyagi beat up a bunch of teenagers in the first movie. So I'm interested to see how this plays out. I think it'd be a nice twist if Danny is the antagonist.
Yeah.
If he grew up to be a real D-head.
Well, this is clearly coming off of the, you know, like the YouTube videos that are out there where they portray as Danny LaRusso's. He was the real bully. And like,
man, it almost seems Miyagi like they're the bully.
Yeah, they're what was that? What?
Him and Mr. Miyagi are the bullies.
Oh, right? They're bullies. Yeah. And so this is kind of like growing off of that. So I'm actually really intrigued about this one. And Jay over at Stuff You Don't Need to Know mentioned that this is going to be, and I didn't know this, a YouTube Red exclusive, which I didn't know. I thought that was going to be on, you know, like a regular TV. And stuff.
Oh, like Amazon.
Yeah. It's going to be on YouTube Red. So, wow. Really interesting, really, really interesting. So I'm curious to see how this one's going to play out.
Would you go to the whatchamacallit?
What?
Would you go to the screening of Number One and watch? If that's something you'd be interested in?
No. What, to watch Karate Kid in movie theaters? No, I'm not going to watch that. I watched it tons of times when I was a kid. I got it. I get it. I get it. You didn't convince me. It was all right. Elizabeth Shue, she was cute in that movie. So. Yeah. You know, but I'm intrigued. If they really go down that route where Johnny's the good guy, Daniel Russo is a jerk, That really interests me. Like, that really gets me going. I like it. I dig it. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, it'd be stupid if they were to do a new TV show and they're just rehashing the old movie. I mean, what's the point of that?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. Quick hit.
Quick hit.
Very quick hit. Pacific Rim, proving that we know nothing, beat Black Panther this weekend.
Wow.
It opened and beat it. There you go.
Okay, we were wrong.
Yeah, Pacific Rim. I saw it. I like it.
Okay.
And look, and this is my quick hit review.
Yeah.
Monsters versus robots. Come on.
Okay.
So when people go, was it good? I said, I watched monsters versus robots fight each other for 2 hours. Wow. What do you think?
Okay.
It's good.
All right. Good, not great.
It says, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but it did beat Black Panther. I guess something had to beat it. I mean, we thought it'd be Ready Player One, which is coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a backdoor quick hit. Yeah, so Ready Player One's coming out this weekend. We're going to be seeing that too, I think. Well, I'm going to be seeing it.
Yeah, I'm down with that one.
What your schedule's like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Pacific Rim. And then there's this very, 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 very little beginning talks of merging the Pacific Rim universe with the King Kong Godzilla universe. So maybe in 5 years you'll see a robot fight King Kong or Godzilla.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So
they can have my money for that movie. I'll go see that.
All right. Cool. Quick it.
James Gunn.
All right.
Of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. Trolling the internet yet again. So back in September 2015, James Gunn said that the original Guardians of the Galaxy had an Easter egg that nobody found.
Okay.
And when he was accused of trying to troll the fans, you know, with people saying, oh, you're just kidding, there's not really an Easter egg that nobody's found yet, he says if it did exist, he would give someone $100,000.
Right.
So they're taking his word for it. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, because this week, someone, I guess, thought they found it.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was in the scene where Rocket's looking around the plaza on that planet.
Yeah.
And he sees Stan Lee talking to the pretty girl. And
yeah.
Stanley's got those funky glasses on.
Yeah.
And on Rocket's view screen, kind of zooms in and there are words on the screen. Well, in the Skrull language is written the word Excelsior right next to Stan Lee.
Oh.
So someone found that, circled it, sent it to James Gunn via Twitter. And he said, yes, that is an Easter egg, but it's not the Easter egg he was talking
not
about.
Not the Easter egg. Gotcha.
Not the Easter egg.
It probably was. Okay, so, he doesn't want to pay you.
I know, right? He's like, hey, man. He looked at his bank account. And he's like, okay. He said, this is an actual Easter egg that hasn't been found, but it's not the Easter egg.
Okay, that's cool.
And he gave the guy a no prize, which is awesome. I didn't see those words together in a long time, a no prize.
Wow, what a turkey.
And he says, and it shows that there are still Easter eggs to be found in Guardians of the Galaxy Part 1.
Oh, okay.
So I can't imagine what this Easter egg is. So is he being honest or is he trolling?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be honest. Are you kidding me? They would crucify him if he was lying.
So you think there's an Easter egg in that movie that nobody's found yet?
Probably. I don't care.
Gotta be uber subtle.
Okay. Yeah, right. It's going to be uber subtle. Especially that little thing, that Excelsior thing. I mean, that's...
Yeah, written in Skrull.
Yeah. Oh, who can read that? How did he figure that one out?
Skrulls, I guess.
I guess. Oh, no!
And Skrulls
Secret
are an
invasion.
Alien... Yeah, Skrulls are an alien race that are supposed to play a big part in the Captain Marvel movie. Allegedly. Because the Captain Marvel movie takes place in the 90s. People are speculating it's going to have something to do with the Kree-Skrull War.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Quick hit.
EA Games is building, making, programming, whatever you do for video games, an open world Star Wars game.
Woohoo!
Now, I'm a neophyte, but I don't know as much as you and some other people about video games. So open world is kind of like... Grand Theft Auto, like you can kind of wander around and just do things.
Exactly, Grand Theft Auto.
Like you don't have to follow the story if you don't want to.
Correct. Yeah.
You can that'd be awesome. I would be shooting stormtroopers constantly
all day,
using thermal detonators wherever I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this something you'd buy?
Yeah, I'm down with that one. I mean, Battlefront right now, Star Wars is I guess kind of like that, you know. Do you play Battlefront?
I don't.
Okay, I mean, it's kind of like that. But if they go down the vein of like Grand Theft Auto or the more recent Rainbow, Ghost Recon, where it's an open world, that could be fun. It would be fun in the sense if I get to see, you know, not a particular like land, but to go to like Dagobah and Hoth and Tatooine, and if it gives you that ability, wow, that's gonna be pretty sick. Can you imagine your character going around Dagobah? That'd be so awesome.
That would be awesome. It'd be awesome if you know how in Grand Theft Auto you could like shoot cops and just shoot civilians and stuff. What if they let you just like with a lightsaber just chop people in half, and then the more you do it, the more you turn dark.
that'd be sick. Yeah.
It'd be awesome. See, I'm excited about it. I mean, it takes a few years to make these games, I think, right? So who knows what system will be up to? PlayStation 5, maybe.
Right.
Maybe I'll have to get off my butt and buy a gaming system for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, man. Retire your ColecoVision, will you?
Dude, it's a 360. But yeah, it's at least 15 years old, right? Yeah. 10 years old, maybe? 360?
Okay.
It's old.
Quick it.
All right. And finally. Nope. Kidding. Oh, no. Yeah, finally. Yeah. Henry Cavill's manager or agent or whatever, who knows what's going on in Hollywood besides sexual assault and penetration.
Oh, my God.
What? Too truthful?
Yeah.
Why a spoon, cousin? Henry Cavill's agent or manager or whomever was on the set of Shazam and sent a shadowy picture of herself talking to someone.
Ooh.
And her little caption was like, gee, I wonder who I'm talking to. Now, apparently she's new to the internet and didn't realize that people could take this picture and just lighten it.
Yeah.
And so many people quickly lightened it and discovered she was talking to Henry Cavill. Yeah. On the set of Shazam.
Ooh.
So rumors abound that Superman will be making his fourth appearance in a crappy movie, the upcoming Shazam.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yay.
I'm cool with that. I mean, if he does make an appearance, that would be fun. I mean, like, if you're Billy Batson, and then you know you have these powers, who better to emulate but Superman? You know, so I guess it makes sense.
Can I tell you, it's funny you bring that up about Billy Batson, because there's another rumor saying that Billy Batson was one of the two boys that was filming Superman in the beginning of Justice League.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, that scene makes no sense in that movie.
Correct.
Yeah. And his mouth is creepy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, who knows what's going on. And do they, I don't know if they say the name of the kids or not. Doesn't one of them say, that's a stupid question, Billy, or something? I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. But I still won't buy that Blu-ray to find out.
Yeah, you're not going to buy the Blu-ray.
No way. Wow. Okay, well, that's fun. That's a cool little tidbit there.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, we've said before, we like Henry Cavill. We like him as Superman. We wish he'd get better written stuff. If he does, I wouldn't be shocked if his role, if he is doing cameo, that it has something to do with him kind of... not encouraging, but inspiring Billy to continue being Shazam or something like that. You know, maybe, you know, something like that, or to become more of a hero. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. And what I understand is that Henry Cavill also has shaved his mustache, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, he put a whole YouTube video on and everything.
He did.
Not YouTube, like Twitter. It was Twitter, funny because he put it to, he did a pic collage of a, or he did like a slideshow of him with his mustache, and he did it to that song "I Will Remember You." Pretty funny. Yeah. Thanks to the guys, got a sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay.
And Alan, that is the Week in Geek.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it, right?
Sure. Do we want to? We want to talk about our new anchor followers.
Oh,
say thank you to those two people.
Not on this show. Stay tuned for the main show. Yeah.
We'll save for the main show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, we got a website. Check us out on Brothers in Arms Chairs. Never going to get that right. www.brothersinarmchairs.com. It links to all our shows, links to Other shows that are under that banner, shows we are part of and not part of, that we've talked about many times before, so I'm not going to go into it here.
Okay.
Also, we have a YouTube channel, Nerd and Me Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Please go watch our videos. More videos will be up soon. Like, share, rinse, repeat.
Okay.
Facebook, Nerd and Me Podcast. Instagram, Alan puts up polls every week. It's pretty awesome. I've been shocked by what some of our listeners, that the vote goes a different way sometimes than I thought. So that's pretty cool. I like our polls. I like your polls.
Yeah, it's an active community, and I really appreciate everyone that participates and stuff. So yeah, so Facebook would be Nerd and Me Podcast, Instagram, Nerd and Me, Twitter, Nerd and Me Podcast, YouTube. You guys search Nerd and Me Podcast. So we're all over the place. We're everywhere. I guess we're
taking over, sort of.
All right. This is Alan. Be excellent to each other.
Boy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.